Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Sunday, July 9, 2017 is Weird Tales. Weird Tales is an American fantasy and horror fiction pulp magazine founded by J.C. Henneberger and J.M. Lansinger in March 1923. The first editor, Edwin Baird, printed early work by H.P. Lovecraft, C. Barry Quinn, and Clark Ashton Smith, all of whom would go on to be popular writers, but within a year the magazine was in financial trouble. Henneberger sold his interest in the publisher, Rural Publishing Corporation, to Lansinger and refinanced Weird Tales, with Farnsworth Wright as the new editor. The first issue under Wright's control was dated November 1924. The magazine was more successful under Wright, and despite occasional financial setbacks it prospered over the next 15 years. Under Wright's control the magazine lived up to its subtitle, The Unique Magazine, and published a wide range of unusual fiction. Lovecraft's Cthulhu Mythos stories first appeared in Weird Tales, starting with The Call of Cthulhu in 1928. These were well received, and a group of writers associated with Lovecraft wrote other stories set in the same milieu. Robert E. Howard was a regular contributor, and published several of his Conan the Barbarian stories in the magazine, and C. Barry Quinn's series of stories about Jules de Grandin, a detective who specialized in cases involving the supernatural, was very popular with the readers. Other well-liked authors included Nicholson Dialhous, E. Hoffman Price, Robert Bloch, and H. Warner Munn. Wright published some science fiction, along with a fantasy and horror, partly because when Weird Tales was launched there were no magazines specializing in science fiction, but he continued this policy even after the launch of magazines such as Amazing Stories in 1926. Edmond Hamilton wrote a good deal of science fiction for Weird Tales, though after a few years he used the magazine for his more fantastic stories, and submitted his space operas elsewhere. In 1938 the magazine was sold to William Delaney, the publisher of short stories, and within 2 years Wright, who was ill, was replaced by Dorothy McIlraith as editor. Although some successful new authors and artists, such as Ray Bradbury and Hannes Bach, continued to appear, the magazine is considered by critics to have declined under McIlraith from its heyday in the 1930s. Weird Tales ceased publication in 1954, but since then numerous attempts have been made to relaunch the magazine, starting in 1973. The longest-lasting version began in 1988 and ran with an occasional hiatus for over 20 years under an assortment of publishers. In the mid-1990s the title was changed to Worlds of Fantasy and Horror because of licensing issues, with the original title returning in 1998. As of 2016, the most recent published issue was dated Spring 2014. The magazine is regarded by historians of fantasy and science fiction as a legend in the field, with Robert Weinberg, author of A History of the Magazine, considering it the most important and influential of all fantasy magazines. Weinberg's fellow historian, Mike Ashley, is more cautious, describing it as second only to unknown in significance and influence, adding that somewhere in the imagination reservoir of all U.S., and many non-U.S., genre fantasy and horror writers is part of the spirit of Weird Tales. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:02 UTC on Sunday, July 9, 2017. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Weird Tales. This podcast is produced by Abul Sme Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Abul Sme Productions also produces Curmudgeon's Corner, a weekly current events podcast where the hosts discuss whatever is hot in the news each week. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Joey. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can find our archive, and our sister podcasts Popular Wiki of the Day and Random Wiki of the Day at wikioftheday.com. Subscribe and tell your friends to listen as well.